want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. Cause if it's God that I'm after, we have to pick one master. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. We gotta be white or black. And in the words of a beautiful woman, y'all, we really have to get it together. Yeah, I know that nobody's perfect, but still we gotta get it together. Cause if we wanna make it to heaven, y'all, we really gotta get it together. So Lord, please help me get it together. If you hear what I'm talking about, sing it with me. We gotta get it together. And Lord, I really need you to help me and help us get it together. Cause if we wanna win souls for Christ First Church, we gotta get it. Yeah, so please, Lord, help me get it together. Cause if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. We gotta be white or black. No, it don't work like that. We gotta be white or black. The title of this song is No Gray, No Shades of Gray. No, 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 it don't work like that. We gotta be white or black. I just wanna tell you, it don't work like that. We gotta be white or black. Thank you.
You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Let's talk about what if Mary would have had an abortion. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You can read about it in the first chapter of St. Luke. If Mary would have had an abortion, what if Mary would have had an abortion? There are many words in our human vocabularies and speech that we may possess seems to cast a spell over us in so many, many ways. Some words are very effective. You don't have to explain them. But tonight, I would like to talk about a two-letter word that seems to stand like a high mountain in the midst of great valleys. It is a word that stands like a giant oak tree in the midst of a mighty forest. That little word is if. If. What wonderful light this little word if radiates. What glorious assumption this little word if shouts out. What beautiful affirmation this little word if declares.
All right, preacher.
What palace doors this little word if throws open for us.
All right.
What royal roads this little word if prepares for us to travel.
All right.
What pain this little word, if, unveiled. What exclamation this little word, if, expressed.
Say so.
What darkness this little word, if, maintained.
If.
This word, little if, carries us over Pacific oceans of peace, all the way up to mountains of hope. But it also carries us down into the valleys of despair.
Yes, sir.
If. The Bible is full of if.
Uh-huh.
Job asked a question one time, if a man die, shall he live again?
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
The three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, used that little word, if.
Yeah.
They said, O king, we're not careful to answer thee in this manner.
Yeah.
But if not, if our God doesn't deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, we still will not bow down and worship your golden image. They use that little word, if. The devil use if. If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. A thief on the cross use if.
Yes, sir.
If you be Christ, come down off the cross.
Yes,
save yourself and us.
Yes,
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. The Bible tells us that if your right hand offend, cut it off. If your right eye offend, pluck it out. Jesus said on one occasion, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. A woman one day wanted to touch the hem of his garment, and she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Paul reminds her that if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Am I right about that? The Bible is full of this little word, if. Not only is the Bible full of if, but life is full of if. And there are some very disturbing ifs in this life. But one of the most disturbing if in my mind tonight is the if that I want to talk about. It blossoms on the pages of history like a thousand flowers in one single garden. It adores the record of the century like a thousand monuments built of the purest and precious stone. It echoes of the character of the time like the music of a thousand chords, visible and visible in one grand avenue. What if Mary would have had an abortion? Oh, my brothers and sisters, such subject would shock us.
Yes,
some of us, it might offend our faith.
Yes,
but it's supposed to also make you think.
Yes,
if it offends you, it ought to make you be happy.
Yes,
you ought to be glad that Mary didn't have an abortion.
Yes,
now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know tonight that Mary could have had an abortion.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
She had a good reason.
Yes, sir.
She had a good reason,
good,
just like folks have today.
Yes, sir.
She was not married. She was a virgin woman. Huh? That's why I just love this King James Version. You have to watch these modern translations. You know, man tampering with this book so much. I read in some translation where it called Mary a young woman. But it's plenty of young women, not virgins. She had a good reason to get rid of that baby. Because, you know, in that time, in Hebraic history, it teaches us, if anybody got pregnant out of wedlock, they would stone you to death. Mary could have had an abortion and got rid of Jesus. She didn't have to believe what no angel said. God knows I have mercy for Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Because Joseph had to have a lot of faith.
Yes, sir.
Now, men, come on now with me. Now, you wouldn't hear this stuff about your wife talking about some angel. Told me I got pregnant. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear nothing about your wife saying, baby, listen, I'm pregnant and an angel told me that the Holy Ghost did it. You don't want to hear nothing about that kind of stuff. Like the Bible, before she can get to the Holy Ghost, you got your bags and gone.
Yes, sir.
Joseph had to have a lot of faith in Mary, and I don't know, the Bible tells me that he did get upset.
Yes, sir.
And an angel had to come and talk to Joseph. Well, Joseph, don't you get mad with Mary because this thing is done by the Holy Ghost.
Tell it.
But now suppose Joseph didn't want to believe the angel.
All right.
Suppose Mary didn't want to believe no angel. Got rid of this baby Jesus.
All right.
Oh, my brother and sister, one of the greatest problems we have today is abortion.
Yes, sir.
We argue about it theologically, we argue about it philosophically, we argue about it sociologically.
Yes,
however way we want to argue about it, it's a problem today.
Yes,
people are going around having abortion.
Yes,
I want to tell you what my Bible says.
Yes,
I don't care what you say, where you've been to school,
right,
how much you know, my Bible says, thou shall not kill. Now somebody trying to tell me, Reverend, it's all right when a baby, when a woman is only pregnant for about 2 months or 3 months, they argue that and say the baby doesn't have no eyes, doesn't have no leg, but anytime that mother is alive and life is in that baby and you take that baby, you murder that baby. I'm not going to get no shouting tonight. It's wrong to take any anybody's life. You didn't give life. You have no right taking life.
All right, preacher. Tell it.
Now you say to me, Rip, listen, I'm at an abortion because I'd have a job. And I got things to do, and I love my boyfriend, and but I can't marry him. I got to go on and finish my education. Well, I come by here to tell you, you don't have no business taking that baby life because you had no business shacking. I've been telling women in my office when they come to counsel with me, anybody think enough to shack with you, they all think enough to marry you.
All right.
Folk around shacking.
That's...
And then I come by here to tell you tonight, I found out these 31 years that I've been living, that not all the young folks shack. You see, young folks shack to save money. Young folks shack to get out of responsibility. But old folks shack to keep a check. I know I'm hitting now. You're not going to want me back here after. Reverend, if I change over and marry him, change my name from Jackson and marry William, they gonna cut my check off. It wrong the shack. Some of these older folks in my church, I've been turning, running around cussing out all young folks. But never look at themselves. I remember once when I was pastoring a little church down the country, they wanted to have a meeting. And I thanked this girl for not getting rid of the baby. Some dude went, whoa, pastor, what's got to have a meeting? I said, what kind of meeting? What you want to meet? Oh, you know, old church teacher, girl get pregnant, or supposed to put her out. I said, yeah, what's what this meeting? That girl walking around here, pregnant, what's need me? So I said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to go and call this meeting, see what you all want to talk about. She came to the meeting, girl pregnant. Sat right on the front bench. And the deacons who want to talk about her got up saying it's wrong and we got to put out. She said, Brother Pastor, can I say something? I said, yes, they're talking about you, darling. She said, well, I want to tell you, Brother Pastor, before you all vote me out, I want to go down the line and somebody else got to come out with me. She said, now I want to tell you, Brother Pastor, that deacon so-and-so that's talking about me being put out, he been going with my mama for 10 years. And she said, Brother so-and-so sitting over there on that bench back there, he goes with a lady, he parks his car down the road and sauce the so-and-so's yard and walks up there. And she went on down the line, she looked up at me, I said, sit down, honey. What I'm trying to tell you, you can't point your finger at nobody. Some skeletons in their closet. I don't care what folks say about you, how they talk about you, don't you take nobody's life.
Say so,
if God takes that
with it. Don't you make no decision about who's going to live and who's going to die, because God give it and God take it away. Whatever God he does, let his will be done.
Yes, sir.
You're not big enough to think of that.
No, sir.
You're not big enough to make that decision.
No,
that's all in God's hand.
Yes, sir.
You know, faith will move mountains.
Yes, sir.
No, a lot of folk claim they got faith. They don't have faith.
No, sir.
Some folk, you know, when things going all right, it's easy to talk about faith. Oh, it's easy to walk around and say, yeah, child, you know, God will sure feed you when your refrigerator running over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's easy to go around and preach and saying, yes, God will sure put money in your pocket when you just got a pocket full.
Yes,
but can you get broke and say, God got the world in his hand?
Yes.
You know what faith is? Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is a mother preparing the table and saying, come on, children, let's eat. And they got nothing in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Faith is like pot liquor juice and... Y'all won't mind me talking about that. Faith is like pot liquor juice and collard greens. You see, I came up in a family of eight. Something you know about. And there were times when I would go off and stay and play too long. And other children would stay around the house. They get the green.
Uh-huh.
When I came home, I got what you call a pot liquor juice. Now, and the greens are the substance, and the juice is the evidence. I haven't seen no green, but the juice tell me there's been some green somewhere. Now, that's what faith is. Looking at your whole house burning down, but saying, yes, but God told me I'm going to get another one tomorrow. Faith will move mountains if the mountains don't move your faith. You know, sometimes we get so scared of trouble, it run away to the little faith we possess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you don't have faith in God, you can't make it with this thing. I don't care how pregnant you are. Let me tell you, Macedonia, if you put your hand in God's hand, if you and that family pull together, love each other and help each other, you can make it with anything. You know, the shocking thing about folks today and looking at older folk made it. Made it before Roosevelt's time, didn't have no welfare, didn't have no social security, but they would get along all right. But you see, black folk now going off to school and got their intrapsychic, biological, sociable behaviorism together. Now that's a big word, they like to knock the tooth out of my mouth. But we go off and get a little schooling and get a little PhD degree on the wall, and we come back in the church that helped us got through, then look at it and say, those folks are ignorant. We've gotten so big now we can't sing and we can't pray. We don't have no faith. But if you make it, you're going to have faith.
Yes,
if Mary would have had an abortion, oh, I think about what would have happened. If Mary would have had an abortion, we wouldn't have no such a thing as a heavenly display. I want you to know the promises would have been broken.
Yes,
Isaiah took all of his information. Wonderful Christ, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, wrapped it all up and made a football out of it, threw it over 700 years of time. John the Baptist caught it standing on the banks of the Jordan and said, behold, the Lamb of God. Now, all that would have been a lie if Mary would have had an abortion. Mary would have had an abortion. There would have never been no real character of what God is like. You can't look at God. You can't even stand to hear God's natural voice. Children of Israel wanted to hear God preach one time. They told Moses to invite God to town to run the revival and be the guest evangelist. Moses said, you don't want to hear my God whoop.
Yeah.
They said, we want to hear God. We've been hearing about him. We want to hear him.
Yeah.
Moses called the children around the mountain.
Yes,
said, God, they want to hear you preach.
Yeah.
God started talking in the mountain, started shaking.
Yeah.
Fire came out of the mountain, said, tell him, hush.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear him no more.
Yeah.
You can't stand to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
But when I look at Jesus, I get a real idea of what God in heaven is like. Jesus was the mind of God thinking out. Jesus was the eyes of God looking out. Jesus was the God, the tongue of God talking out. Jesus was the heart of God feeling out. Whatever you want to know about God, look at Jesus. And I want you to know God is a compassionate God. And I see all that in his son Jesus. If Mary would have had an abortion, I want you to know there would have never been no such miracles that we possess in our Bible today. We wouldn't hear nothing about the blind man on the Jericho road. Jesus told him to go wash in the pool. And he washed in the pool and his eyes came open. And was going around saying, I once was blind, but now I can see. That would have never been if Mary would have had an abortion. Now if Mary would have had an abortion, we would have a lot of problems today. If some of the old mothers would have had an abortion, I wonder, would you be here tonight? What if Thomas Edison, mother would have had an abortion, then I wouldn't have no electricity. Am I right about it? What if Alexander Bell's mother would have had an abortion? I wouldn't have no telephone. What if Abraham Lincoln's mother would have had an abortion? There wouldn't be no freedom of the slaves. Well, you ought to be glad that your mama didn't flush you down. Hey, God, all right. You ought to love your mother. Well, you ought to be grateful to your mother. If Mary would have had an abortion, there wouldn't be no death on the cross. Hey, God, all right. He died out of care. He died for your mother. He died for your father. Hey, God, all right. But holy, holy, on Sunday morning, holy, on Sunday morning, I'm glad he rose. He said, all power. But I'm going to thank God that I'm living every day of my life. Life can be beautiful if you live it right each day. And I'm going to tell men and women everywhere I go that I don't care what the problem is. I don't care how much you have to suffer. I don't care how many times you go without bread. I don't care how many times you go without money. It ain't no problem too hard for God to solve. If God can't fix it, nobody can. Ain't God all right if you put your hand in Jesus' hand? Go on with that child. Walk on in faith and trust in the Lord. And I know God will answer prayer. Somebody here know God will answer prayer. You may be hungry, but the Lord will make a way out of no way. Is there anybody here? No, God will make a way. Has he ever picked you up? Has he ever turned you around? He'll feed you when you get hungry. He'll clothe you when you get naked. He'll take care of you when you don't have a friend. He'll walk by your side when friends turn their back on you. Yeah! Yeah!
about to tell the truth. I don't mean no harm, but I want y'all to know tonight, don't be a murderer. Be Christ, do your best, and walk on with God. I remember so many times, couldn't see my way out. Have you ever been like that? Have there ever been the time when you prayed a long prayer and looked like the more you prayed, the further God was away from you? But I want to tell you what you got to do. You got to stay there on your knees. The wind may blow, but stay there. The storm may rise, but stay there. Your husband might walk off and move you with all the children, but stay right there. Your church folks may call you everything but a child of God, but stay right there. If you stay there, God has a prayer. Do you know he has a prayer?
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
God bless you tonight. God keep you. Truly, there's room at the cross for everybody. God has enough room for us all. And I wonder, do you believe that? We recall the very first night, our message, we preached and we told you that we had a series of messages, preached straddle the fence, you might recall. Last night, nobody wants you when you're down and out. But Jesus does. And tonight we have several scriptures that we would like to share with you. And I want you to bear with me as I read these scriptures, several scriptures. We would like to call your attention tonight to the book of Luke, the second chapter, the 41st through the 52nd verses. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Those are a few of the verses that will go to make up our subject tonight. And our subject tonight, we are getting careless with our love. Why don't you say it after me? We, a little louder, we are getting careless. Come on, now we can do better than that. You say it after me. We are getting careless of our love. Let's add this then, for Jesus. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to find a night where many of us are getting careless with our love.
All right.
Several years ago, I recall I sang with a noted gospel singing group by the name of the Highway QCs. And we traveled sometime with a group named The Soul Stirrers, in which a young man named Johnny Taylor was their lead singer at the time. And since that time, Johnny has become a famous rock and roll singer and is known by his messages through love songs. Johnny's always been unique in his song arrangements. While singing gospel, he recorded such songs as The Love of God, Out on a Hill, When the Gates Swing Open, and many other great songs. And since he's been singing rock and roll, he still is unique in his song arrangement and quite unusual. Some of y'all are aware of that. Amen. He recorded such songs as Who's Making Love? Come on now. You Believe in Me and I Believe in You. Then there's another one, It's Cheaper to Keep Her. And my wife bought that one for me. And he has another one that he called We're Getting Careless with Our Love. Many church people have criticized Johnny Taylor, the same as they have Aretha Franklin and the late Sam Cooke, for leaving the gospel field, becoming entertainers in the rock and roll field. And they have grounds to do such. Johnny here in this particular song speaks of he and his lover getting careless with their love. He says they better find another hiding place. And evidently they had gotten so wrapped up with each other they had forgotten to hide. See, the older we get, the more careless we get. Now this might sound like that I'm advocating such thing, but all through the Bible, we find where Jesus used illustrations. He used parables whereby people were more acquainted with certain parables. Whatever he found you engaged in and wrapped up in, he could take that and give you a message in it. One day, he saw some men fishing. And he realized it would be easier just to take that. He said, tell you what, you all follow me and I'll make you officials of men. Yeah. Today, many of our Christians have gotten careless with our love for Jesus. Yeah. This always leads to our leaving Jesus behind. Yeah. As we look at our text tonight, we find that the parents of Jesus got careless with him, which was a sad day. But well, bad when you leave Jesus behind. Yeah. And we notice in one of our scriptures, it was a day of tragic ignorance. Religious parents, but ignorant of the absence of the Savior. They observed the customs of the Jews, but were unaware of the fact that Jesus was not in their midst. And many of us get wrapped up in customs. We can remember what time certain organizations meet, and we can remember about all of the customs that we come involved with. But many times we get so careless until we'll leave somebody important behind. They took Jesus with them to the temple, but were unaware that they had failed to bring him away with them. They got careless with their love for Jesus. And then not only was it a tragic day, but it was a day they began to, if you please, suppose. You see, they supposed he was in the company, but they got so careless they took no pains to make sure. How many parents today are supposing that their children are at home, are doing right? How many of us are supposing it? But how many of us really know it? Is that right? They supposed that Jesus was where he was not. How many parents tonight are supposing that their children are somewhere they just might not be? You didn't have those problems back in the olden days. Some of us can remember. You didn't have to worry too much about your children. Matter of fact, old folk kept watch over each other's children. It didn't matter who you were sitting side to side of in church. If a child would get out of line, Aunt Sue just as soon as give a backhand lick at Mama Joe. I remember many times we'd be cutting up in church and you just might get a backhand lick from anybody. And my mama would keep on singing Amazing Grace. But you know, now you can't do that. Not only can you give a backhand lick, but you better not say anything to them. If the children don't cuss you out, mama will. The parents of Jesus here, they didn't mean any harm, but they just got careless with their love and left him behind. And then it was a day of disappointing search. Notice in verse 44, a search, they began to search among kinfolk, but no Jesus. I'm sure you too, if you would lose a child, the first thing would come to your mind, go look around your kinfolk. And then they began searching among acquaintances. Go look around the acquaintance. Go look around the friends. But they couldn't find Jesus. And then it was a day of a return journey. A day's journey back to Jerusalem without Christ. Now, we notice here, one day without Christ, that's too long. But think about 2 days or 3 days without Jesus. And then we find out here they actually were looking in the wrong place. And many of us are looking in the wrong place for Jesus. Sometimes we need to go back where we left him. That's the only place some of us need to go, where we left him. Is that right? But it's one thing about it, they had a glorious discovery. And I did too one day. They found him, and this is the important thing. They found him where they had left him, in the temple. No better place to find Jesus than in his house. They found him where they left him. They left him. Christ did not leave them. They left him at church, like so many of us do today. So many people find Jesus in the church and leave him there.
Yes, sir.
Many people left Jesus last Sunday and won't see him anymore until next Sunday. This is getting too careless. Many people left him at the baptizing pool. Somebody left him on your job or wherever you find him. Many of us have come so careless until we have left Jesus behind, and we ought to start searching for him today. Somebody left him right here in Louisiana. Somebody left him in Mississippi. Somebody left him in California. Somebody left him in the jailhouse. While they were locked up, they found him. But soon as the doors came open, they left Jesus there. Somebody left him in the hospital. When I was down and confined in a hospital room, I found Jesus. But soon as he let me get up, Lord, you stay here now. They left him there. Somebody was looking for Jesus just before they got married. Lord, I need a husband, I need a wife. But soon as they got married, they left him. Wish they had a witness now. Somebody left him at the parents' house. But we ought to go back and look for him. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
We're getting careless with our love for Jesus. And good as the Lord is, we ought not to leave him behind. The Lord wants a front seat.
Yes,
sir. Isn't that right?
Yes,
sir. We're getting so careless. Somebody has left him on the usher board.
Yes, sir.
Somebody left him on the deacon board.
Yes.
Wish they had a witness here.
Yes.
Somebody left him in the pulpit.
Yes.
That's getting mighty careless tonight.
Yes.
Somebody used to go to church.
Yes.
Somebody used to get happy.
Yes.
Somebody used to say amen.
Yes.
Somebody used to give.
Yes.
Regular in the church.
Yes. Yes.
But they have gotten so careless until we have left Jesus behind.
Yes,
and that's dangerous tonight.
Yes.
But I stop by to tell you, good as the Lord is and as valuable as the Lord is, yes, I want him in my life 24 hours a day.
Yes.
The Lord has so fixed it tonight, my dear Christian friends, whereby we can have him 24 hours a day.
Yes.
I believe tonight, riding in my car, I need Jesus.
Yes.
And I believe tonight, walking down the streets, I need Jesus.
Yes.
I believe tonight that on my job, I need Jesus.
Yes.
And I believe tonight everywhere I go,
yes,
I need Jesus.
Yes.
And I believe tonight in my home, I truly need Jesus.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
and I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind that I'm going to take the Lord with me.
Yes.
Everywhere I go.
Yes.
Not only will he be a doctor, but he'll be a lawyer also.
Yes.
Somebody said he's a leaning post.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Paul said that he will supply you every need.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And I don't know about you tonight, but I think it's a mighty good thing to have him all in your hands.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I think it's good tonight to have him all in your feet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who you are, Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, you need Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter tonight what your name starts with.
Yes.
You need Jesus.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter tonight what color your skin is.
Yes.
My dear sisters and brothers, you need Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm closing here tonight, but I'm so glad that I had him everywhere I go.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And somebody tonight doesn't even know him. Oh,
yes.
But all the way from A to Z, Jesus is somebody. Is that right? And I would like to pause here long enough to share with you that the Lord is great from A to Z. Is that right? And A, he is Alpha. Is that right? And B, he's the bread of life.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And see, he cares for everyone.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And D, he's dramatic.
Yes.
Is that right? You know what I'm playing with him.
Yes.
And E, he's everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And F, he's a friend of mine.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And G, the man is a good God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And J, he is joy in my life. Oh, yeah. And K, the man is kind tonight. Yeah. Oh, Lord. And L, he is love tonight. Yes, my Lord. And M, he is mighty tonight. Is that right? And N, he's nice tonight. Yes, my Lord. And P, he's pure tonight. Oh, my Lord. And Q, he's qualified. Yeah. And R, he's righteous.
angels tonight. Y'all don't believe that, yeah. And S, he's the savior of the world. And T, he may not come when you want him, but he's timely tonight. He's a timely God. Oh, yeah. And U, he's unchangeable. Is that right? Nobody can change my Jesus. It'd be all right tonight. Oh, yeah. And V, he's victory tonight. Oh, yeah. He never lost a battle. Oh, Lord. And W, he's winning tonight. Do y'all believe that tonight? Yes, my Lord. And X, he's an X-ray technician. Is that right? He can look into your heart. Tell what you think. Oh, yeah. And why? He's a yoke tonight. He's a yoke to you. Oh, yeah. And let me close, yeah. But Z, he's Zacchaeus. He has a zeal for all mankind. Oh, yeah. And as I close tonight, I'm wondering, will you accept him tonight? And put him back into your life. Oh, yeah. He loved everybody. And oh, yeah. I know he loved the little baby that cried late in the midnight hour. Jesus, my rock in the weary land. Jesus, oh, Jesus. The reason I want him in my life, I want somebody who will watch over me all night long. I want somebody that will walk with me. I want somebody that will talk with me. I want somebody, yeah, that will feed me tonight. I want somebody tonight that will put clothes on my back. Good God Almighty. I want somebody tonight that will put money in my pocket. Jesus is tonight. He's my bank account. Yes, he is. Whenever I run low in money, I can pick up my checkbook and I can write a check on Jesus. Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried tonight about any insufficient funds, because over 1900 years ago, God so loved the world, he made an everlasting deposit in heaven's bank account. He gave his only begotten son, and Jesus died. Didn't he die? He died. He died. And I know he died. And I know he died. And I know he died. I know he died. He hung on the cross. He died. Do you believe it tonight? He died. Do you believe it tonight? And I know he died. But
but you don't have an active church on tonight.
Yes.
See now, you might be wondering why I take up so much time, but I feel like if nobody's saved, it could be in vain. I want somebody to be saved every night. But I'm wondering tonight if anybody in the building that doesn't have an active church on, raise your hand. Maybe you used to run the church. One lady confessed Christ last night, she's been inactive. But is there anybody in the building? Maybe you used to be jammed up in church, but somewhere down the line, you got kept. I'm wondering if you admit and receive the blessing. Raise your hand.
You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.